Morning.
We have the director here who did a wonderful job.
Yeah.
Thank you. You guys are such good actors. I never know. Never really know until I guess it comes out. But
you put together such an amazing ensemble cast. How challenging was it to get so many big names for the role?
Well, no, that was the number one most difficult process. Mm. I did end up telling the team of people that I work with that, please, no more ensembles, find me. I've got to do a two-hander.
Yeah.
But the irony is that after The Road, I was itching to do a contemporary, urban, mm-hmm. energetic, colorful, you know, big cast movie. So I keep swinging between. I'm looking for a more, you know, actually a female driven movie I'd love to do, because I love working with, there's so many great actresses, mm-hmm. and not enough strong female roles.
Both movies are kind of depressing, though. I mean, The Road in an extreme sense, but this one kind of too. Like,
well, it's a crime thriller. Criminals, I don't know how uplifting their lives really are, and how, because when you're dealing with the streets and that extreme, I don't know that all the, when I think of my great, the sort of inspirations of great crime movies, they don't tend to be too light in its, you know, tone. And in fact, it's so divorced from reality. But having said that, I find that what I do try to do is bring out the humanity in even characters that basically very flawed characters. And I am, so I feel that I'm a humanist in the sense that I try to have characters that are feel real and are humans and have different conflicts, and I see that as a very positive thing to try and do.
Can you tell me something about the soundtrack? It's very rich soundtrack.
Yeah,
incredible songs.
And I had to. It was the first time I didn't work with Nick Cave and Warren Ellis, because this is so out of side of their wheelhouse, and I did want that kind of urban energy of the streets today. And Atticus Ross, with his younger brother Leo Ross and his wife Claude, they know that whole electronic hip hop
yeah.
world very well, and I've known Atticus from way back in England, and they also brought in a young DJ that was very good with electronics. And he, you know, we talked about two things, jazz, strangely enough, because of the tradition of urban, you know, that is the urban sound that first came out, that was totally original, that came out of the south of the big urban cities. And then the modern day hip-hop, of, mm-hmm. and the sound of the South, and what they've done recent times is bring in quite musically adventurous kind of electronic sounds that are quite fresh. And so we wanted to take that and mix that and reference that and run with that. So, yeah. I'm very happy with this score.
Yeah, it's
and then
fantastic.
Pigs, the Cypress Hill song, of course, references corrupt policemen and
mm-hmm.
that issue, which is a bit of a problem nowadays.
Yeah.
Who was your favorite character?
that's the thing, is I that's really tough. I mean, I wanted to make sure there's something, I wanted to feel for the head of the kind of criminal crew, which was Michael, as in Chiwetel Ejiofor,
mm-hmm.
and because of the dilemma, you know, again, his whole family situation, and some of these guys get into this life, and they feel like they have no choice, and yet they can't stop. It's like, it's not, it's like they don't entertain, they don't, you know, slow down. They and actually the interesting real truth behind this is it's not about, even though they're trying to do these heists, it's not about the money. It's actually about the adrenaline and the action, and the life they've chosen is just too, they're so caught up in it, they can't, it's like a runaway train, you know. And there's something great about that that I loved, but I'm also very conflicted because I kind of, I'm very fond of, I was very torn, in fact, and that's why, you know, and I kind of didn't want the, just the, you know, the one person that you're rooting for, and even, you know, no one is as they appear, because it is such a duplicitous world, crime, and the stakes have been risen so high now that there's no, I mean, the, yeah, I love that tradition of noir where you just, all the twists and turns, and everyone's, you know, even Woody is morally pretty conflicted and pretty messy. Very messed up.
Very, yeah.
I really admire Kate Winslet in every work that she is doing.
Yeah.
May you tell us something about her transformation?
Well, she, I've never experienced ever an actor so excited, because we mutually discovered that she's never played a villain. You know, and that was something.
And also a thrill,
that's some
crime
of the juiciest
thriller.
You know, going back to, you know, and also she comes from the theater and villains, you know, from Shakespeare and everywhere, you know, villains are so rich, you know, as characters. So she was so thrilled, and she was very, it gave her freedom to, like, you know, have, and she was talking about like being able to be really garish and kind of like stuff, like make choices that she would never make.
Sure.
So she really freed us up by encouraging me to forget all vanity, to like lighter in any camera angle with, and we used her introduction, the worst possible lighting for, you know, flattery, fluoro lighting high above. And it was so harsh, and her makeup was like really nasty. and she loved, you know, she was about to redo her hair, and she realized the roots. She wanted to leave all those dark roots, you know, as a as part of the character choice. And so she just, she fell in love with the whole thing, and yeah, she was amazing.
We can
see. And very, she's always been very meticulous on detail, and all these actors, what was so great about them is they all brought stuff to the table, and they were very dedicated with that kind of detail. And when you see someone like Kate, it helps also inspire the others. They were all, that's what I do like about ensembles, is they're all kind of working off each other more, and they all kind of, when you have a force like that, they all kind of raise their game.
Did you in any way, I guess it's hard doing research on corrupt cops, but did you get close to that world in any way?
Oh yeah, no, very, I've had a long, there was actually a story about, that I was interested in doing, before, as my first American film, I wanted to do a movie about, because I love that crime genre, and some of my favorite American movies are in that world. And I missed, these days, a lot of this, the action crime thrillers feel so unreal. Like, so I wanted to get back to that realism. So I love research, and I met DEA agents, FBI agents, the DA who in district attorney guy who brought down the mob cops and Gotti, and I talked to him. In fact, he was the one way back that told me about the Russian-Israeli mob, and how the real difficulty is there's no informers, you know, which, and the way they finally tackled the Italian mafia was through informers, you know, people, and they could do it because the informers would protect, they would make a deal where their family's protected.
Mm-hmm.
And the Italians would go after you no matter where, and they, whereas the new crime forces, which changed the balance, would go after your whole family and then you. So so with that new equation, they're far more, they're richer, they've got more power, they're more global, and they're, and by that kind of raising the stakes, there's less informers and there's less ways to deal with it, really, because it's and likewise with the Latino cartels, you know, drugs used to be controlled on the streets in a different way, you know, by the Italians into the African-American, into the ghettos, and that's all changed because of the paramilitary training that the cartels have and the huge appetite that America has for drugs. And as even the FBI were openly telling me, the big problem is the stakes are so high, they can't stop corruption. Like, their agents now are getting corrupted every other day. Because it's just like, yeah, the stakes are too high now. And likewise, then you've got the problem of the police in reaction to all this being more and more militarized, and then, but the problem is the battle zone are these neighborhoods, the lower socioeconomic neighborhoods. So it's a real problem, as we know in recent. And we were making this just trying to be relate to the real things that are going on, even though it's, you know, it's a movie.
Yeah.
And, but we wanted to get that reality. But also, I think it helps transport you into this world. I love that feeling, just as a filmmaker, of being really transported into another world. It's like a passport to other places. And as audience members, we can walk out and we can relax and... But it's that I do love those intense experience of seeing people, and actually getting back to your first question, when the more pressure people are under, the more conflict there is, and that's what I love about drama, and it brings out the best and worst in people, which is always a fascinating thing to watch.
Thank you so much.
Love the movie.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.